From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our gospel program. Our study today is entitled Hatred of God, the Holy Ghost, and the Apostles' Witness. We'll be looking at the verses 22 to 27, the final verses, of John chapter 15. Do have your Bible to hand and open at that chapter, for we will be turning to it in just a moment. Tonight at 9 o'clock, we will continue our study of the universal lament of parents over wayward children. We will consider the only answer to waywardness amongst the young. The Bible does have an answer to the problems and difficulties of children and parents today. Join me around God's Word this evening as we consider that answer. That'll be at 9 o'clock. Now let's have a hymn before we turn to John 15. It's the Daybreak Gospel Singers with Jesus We Seek. After we listen to this lovely hymn, we'll be turning to John chapter 15, the verses 22 to 27.
Here from the world we turn, Jesus to seek. Here may his loving voice graciously speak. Jesus, our dear,
turning to John chapter 15, verses 22 to 27. Our topic is entitled Hatred of God, the Holy Ghost, and the Apostles' Witness. We have come to the end of another chapter in John's Gospel. These concluding verses deal with matters that are very important, but somewhat difficult. We must be careful when studying such matters and take particular note of just what it is that God's Word is saying. The first matter is that of the dreadful consequences of failing to make proper use of spiritual opportunities. Consider what the Savior says in verses 22 to 24. If I had not come and spoken unto them, he's speaking here of the Jewish leaders and the Jewish people. they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. The words and deeds of Christ amongst the people were such that the people were left utterly without excuse. That is what the Saviour means when he says in verse 22, If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. Their guilt, their culpability, had greatly increased as a result of them hearing the words and witnessing the deeds of Christ. When you reject the light of the gospel, then you deepen your guilty condition before God. The Saviour's words in Luke chapter 12 and the verse 48 sets this truth out plainly. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. They that live in a land where the word of God is freely proclaimed, should they reject that message of mercy and grace, will be guilty of greater sin than those who enjoyed no such privilege. This is what the Saviour meant when he said, And thou, Capernaum, one of the Jewish cities in which he often preached, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Matthew chapter 11 and the verses 23 and 24. To know what is right and to know the way to heaven will prove to be a very costly knowledge on the day of judgment for those who never made use of that knowledge. James summed the matter up in his epistle, chapter 4, verse 17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. What a dreadful thing it is to turn an opportunity of receiving God's pardon and becoming a child of God into sin by refusing the grace that God offers in his word. A dreadful judgment awaits the gospel rejecter. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Luke chapter 12, verse 47. The second matter of which Christ speaks is that of the Holy Ghost. Please note that the Holy Ghost is a person. The word he is employed of him in verse 26. That word is a masculine personal pronoun. The Holy Ghost is not an it, some sort of mere force or power. He is the third person of the Trinity, equal in power and glory with the Father and the Son. Consider just what the Saviour tells us about the Holy Ghost. He is called the Comforter. He has been sent by the Saviour from the Father to testify of Christ to the people of God. The Comforter has been sent to minister unto believers and impart comfort and strength to them by revealing unto them the glories of the Saviour. Thus we may see that the three persons of the Godhead are involved in the salvation of the souls of God's people. Each one takes on a specific role. The Father sent his Son. The Son gave his life. And the Holy Ghost applies the saving grace that the Saviour, by his death, thus provides. As the three persons of the Godhead were engaged in the creation of man, And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, Genesis 1, verse 26. Even so, the Trinity said, let us save sinners. We would need to bear that in mind whenever we refer to the Holy Ghost. We must give that honour to him which is due his holy person. Let us study the Scriptures, that we might fully understand his person and role in the great work of redemption. Remember what Paul said, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans 8:9. That religion which does not reverence the person of the Holy Ghost and understand his essential work in the regeneration and sanctification of the sinner is not Christianity, but a fraud. I would urge my listeners to study the Shorter Catechism, for there is set forth a wonderful exposition of just what the Bible teaches on the person of the Holy Ghost. If you have any difficulty obtaining a copy of the Shorter Catechism, just contact me, and I will help you obtain one. Finally, note from these verses the work that the apostles were given to do. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Verse 27. The apostles, and this is true of every servant of God, were called to be witnesses. Their task was to tell what they had seen and heard regarding the Saviour. The words of Christ to his apostles when he commissioned them ought to be remembered by everyone who claims to be a Christian. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Those words are found in Matthew chapter 20, yet in the verses 19 and 20. The religion of the apostles was strictly limited to all things whatsoever Christ had commanded them. That too must be our religion. The Bible, and the Bible alone, is the religion Christ would have proclaimed and taught in his name. Avoid, like the plague, those notions and doctrines that have their origins in the minds of men. Such ideas, no matter how attractive they appear, are but a sand upon which no man may build his hope of heaven, for they will give way and sink beneath him, and he will find his soul lost in hell. The Word of God, and the Word of God alone, should and must be the only grounds of our hope of everlasting life. Join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.